Let me say to Brenda, how did everything go at the Grand Canal Theatre last night?
It was a fantastic night.
Was it? And Neil Francis, I saw pictures of you in The Independent.
In The Independent.
I think it was in The Herald, yeah. Was it in The Star? It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I don't know what the report's going to be like later on in the show, but I just had a great night. I had tremendous fun. Great company, because we also had Stephen Brennan from Ballet Ireland reviewing it. And the Mooney Show behalf, and we had Neil Francis and his wife Rachel, who actually is much better fun than him. And it's all right. She agrees with me there.
Sure, she does.
Yeah,
he may not.
Yeah, no, he does. He actually does. Lots of press interest in him walking in. And he is 6'6", so you can't miss him. It's not like he can subtly go into the lobby and kind of on in, and the photographers were waiting for him, and there was journalists from all the various newspapers waiting for him. And I think probably the fact that he's 6'6" and I'm 5'2" and I was wearing heels.
Little and large.
There was a little bit of that, so it probably caught people's attention.
The picture in the window
is
great today.
It is.
Anyway, we will hear what Neil Francis thinks of Swan Lake a little bit later on. Richard Collins was there with his wife Barbara and they said it was fantastic.
Oh,
they had a really good night. But we got a brilliant email in. And I mean a terrific email. I mean the review to top all reviews.
Okay.
Is it good? Is it bad? I will bring it to you. It's from one of our listeners.
Okay.
And I will bring it to you after we hear what Neil Francis and Stephen Brennan and everybody else has to say a little bit later on. So we do read as much as we can when it comes into us. So listener, you know who you are. So stay tuned to hear your review read out on radio a little bit later on. Mind yourself there, Brenda. Mind the toes. Ooh, very good.
I know. I like it. I've been practicing.
You're very light on your feet.
Well, now catch. You ready?
No, don't jump, don't jump.
Catch.
No, I haven't been in the gym for months.
Catch.
No, I'm going. Anyway, that's one of the many instantly recognisable themes from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Isn't it beautiful? Dance of the Little Swans. Anybody with even a passing knowledge of classical music will be familiar with that tune. Do you know that it has a dance that accompanies it? You do?
Of course.
Little dance myself and Brenda are doing
it
now? Come along, Brenda.
Okay, I like your pink tutu.
Thank you. I'm very good. Anyway, it features a line of dancers known as the corps de ballet, moving gently across the stage on their toes, as myself and Brenda are now, or on point. Isn't that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
As it's known. And in that number, Dance of the Little Swans,
chest out, Derek.
They mimic the graceful movements of a group of baby swans. Richard was there last night.
He was.
And Richard's PhD is in population dynamics on mute swans, so he'd be able to tell you that a baby swan is called a cygnet, a female swan is called a pen, and a male swan is called a cob. Well, last night at the Bordgosh Energy Theatre, Matthew Bourne's production of Swan Lake opened, and it featured quite a few more cobs than pens or cygnets, as the traditional male-female love story was transformed into a love story between two male swans. And as promised on the programme last week, we sent, one of Ireland's best-known he-men down to see it. It's fair to say Neil Francis is a man's man. Former Irish rugby international, now pundit, and a man who landed himself in a little hot water recently for saying that gay people weren't into sports, in the same way that sportsmen were not into ballet. So, was he transformed by his experience? Will he be slipping on a pair of white tights and a cot piece anytime soon?
Woo-hoo!
Will Neil Francis be Ireland's answer to Billy Elliot is the question. Brenda, you were there and the pictures of you in all the papers today.
Oh, yeah, we were. And we great fun just arriving in. As I said, he's 6'6", so you cannot miss him as he arrived into the lobby. But his lovely wife, Rachel, he was reviewing it on our behalf. There's a guy on the show who presents our programme called Mooney, and he thought it would be a very good idea to send Neil along. But lots of press were there. Lots of journalists asked him quotes, taking pictures. We also had Stephen Brennan, and Stephen is the education officer with Ballet Ireland to review it. Very glad to have Stephen because he could fill in the blanks, because there were moments where you were kind of going, Jeannie, is he actually into his mother or what's actually going on there? So Stephen was able to tell us clearly what was happening, and he was very I suppose, gleefully excited, if that's a correct description of the show he was about to see, because he really knew what it was all about. So, actually, I have Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
I have Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
I have Neil.
Mm-hmm.
I also got to meet the show's creator, who, after I saw the show, decided it's an absolute genius, Matthew Bourne. So we get to hear all of them. So come with me on a little journey. Put on your tutu. Put on your ballet shoes. Neil arrives in the lobby. Lots of press, lots of photographers first. Then we go up, settle in, and we get to see the show. We're in the lobby here at the Borg Gosh Theatre, and Neil is posing for photographs. God love him, and his lovely wife Rachel is here with me. We're going to have fun, I think.
Absolutely.
Me and you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Do you think you might be a convert, a ballet convert?
No, I don't think so, but we'll see. Always open to persuasion.
Yeah. What's the reaction mean, like, people now saying you're going to go and actually give it a whirl?
Well, this is part of my penance, I think, so we'll see.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right, thank you.
We've come up to the Circuit Club here at the Borg Gosh Energy Theatre, and let's introduce ourselves to each other. Stephen, this is Neil. Say hello, you're both our reviewers for the Mooney Show.
Hi, Stephen.
Neil, it's wonderful to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
And I can't believe how tall this man is. Like, I'm 5'6" and he's like touching the ceiling practically.
Neil, a lot of fuss today, a lot of shenanigans as you walked in. Are you feeling a little bit under pressure here so far?
I'm very cool about it. I arrived with a blank canvas because a lot of people know I'm going tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll just I'll see what's in front of me and making a pretty unreserved judgment on what happens this evening. I'm looking forward to it.
And I think Neil's going to be really surprised when we get to the scene where there's the entrance of the swans, or the swan youths, because it's going to look something like a line out. He's going to see like a whole pile of guys come out into formation, working together as a team, and if one goes wrong, the whole thing goes wrong. So it's not dissimilar to what you might see at a rugby match.
Did you ever just say, right, I'm going to put the duvet over my head and I'm not going? Did you have to be talked into it or just say, right, I'm offering up tonight?
No, I need a little bit of penance, and this is it. The lead up to it, I sort of said, okay, this is something you do once, and
yeah,
let's see how we go with it.
Well, I was just saying, penance is there to complete your soul, isn't it? So
yeah.
I mean, perhaps after tonight, you know, Neil might decide that he wants to come back and see it again, or a different production, or something else. Because really, if you enjoy physical endeavour, which is what sport is, there's no reason why you can't enjoy physical endeavour such as ballet, you know. And it's shown in different ways. I'm sure Neil will come back again. I know Rachel, his wife, wants to come back, so I've just asked her that. So, you know. So we'll get him back and we'll get some more of the lads, maybe. And then we'll get the ballet crowd down to the rugby match. You know?
It all sounds lovely and harmonious. I'm not happy at all.
If the lads win the Six Nations Championship, they'll all have to go.
So, Neil, he's basically saying it's like playing on a football team, going out on the stage.
I think he has a point. And I'd say even tonight, like, I mean, they're probably, you know, first night, same thing in sort of the match last Saturday, where a lot of mistakes, a lot of imprecision, and that's basically why Ireland didn't win. My eyes aren't sort of acute enough or sharp enough to find out if they are making mistakes out there on the stage tonight. But anyway,
it's... Yeah, but at least I suppose for you on the rugby pitch or in the dressing room, and that they're not wearing the tights and the feathers and things like that, so there will be a little bit of adjusting to do.
I saw a little bit of on the link that it was sent to me, and all I can say, it's pretty radical now. So I'll wait till I see it in the flesh.
Stephen mentioned your lovely wife Rachel, and you have three boys, so she doesn't get much of a chance to go for a night out to the ballet.
No, it was ironing or the ballet. So I think the ballet, just about won.
Tell me, Rachel, when you heard he was coming along here tonight, what was your immediate reaction?
Well, I was delighted because I was very annoyed about when I heard the interview as well. I knew he didn't mean what he was saying, but at the same time, myself and his sons were in the car and they were very irate at the time. So we're delighted for him to get in and do his penance, and I think he will enjoy it.
What you're saying to me is what he said and the way it was interpreted or whatever,
yeah,
would not be your experience of
no.
the man, so to
no,
speak.
No, not at all. He's probably a lot more cultured than his reputation would have you believe. For I think he'll actually really enjoy it. If he doesn't, all the better. No, I think he'll really enjoy it.
The show is about to start. We've just got into our seats. The orchestra are doing their overture. And we're all sitting nice and comfortably now. Are you excited, Stephen?
Yeah, really. I haven't seen it for such a while. You know, interesting to see it again.
Are you all right, Neil? Are you comfortable?
I am very good. Very
okay.
good. Wait.
We're turning off, Mike. end of the first half. It's into full time. Lot to digest there, Neil.
Radically different than you've seen there. I've no baseline to go on, but that was very good first half. I mean, there was a touch of West Side Story and I don't know whether a touch of Baz Luhrmann about it as well. I mean, it was very radical from what I've expected now on the classical interpretation of the thing. Now, this is obviously a contemporary view on the production. Very entertaining.
What about the Swans? Did your eyes start to glaze over a bit because they were on so long dancing?
Yeah, it was a bit. Don't need a double espresso just yet. Yeah, it is monotonous. Like, I mean, I've no baseline to go on.
This is ballet made for the West End. It's ballet made to be accessible. It's ballet made to be laughed at.
But it's very good, very athletic, and a great production.
Could you follow a story through the gesture? Like, could you understand their body language?
No, I couldn't. Like, I mean, all these nuances, I haven't a clue. I'm concentrating, I'm looking at what they're doing. Right. But because I'm, again, baseline, I've no idea what I'm doing. And even if I went to 10 of these productions, I'd be struggling to, you know, what they're saying, what they're doing, what they're trying to tell you on stage.
We're all agreeing here. This is very dull. Let's go to the bar. We're just heading down in the lift for the beginning of the second half, and I've grabbed Neil's wife on her own. Well, Rachel, you enjoying it?
Yes, there's plenty to see.
There is. The talent's plenty good. Talent, I mean, the dancing. Yes.
It is, yeah, it is, yeah. It is. There's a lot of perfection up there. Not used to such beauty.
You're looking at me. You're looking at Neil and he's enjoying it.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for him because everybody's looking at him going in. No one said and all that. This is really difficult.
He's under pressure to enjoy it, I think. But I think he genuinely is. Not used to seeing them in feathers.
Yeah.
But it's, it's fabulous. I have to say, I'm blown away by it.
Will we go in and get our seats?
Yes.
I knew you'd be the crack here tonight. Second half is just beginning. We're back in our seats. The overture is on. And we're ready and waiting for it all to start. Neil, what were you saying?
I'm confused.
Me too.
I don't know what's going on.
Stephen, what's after happening there? We're confused.
Your man came in the window, the fella in the leather pants, and he's an imposter for the fella that the prince has fallen for, the Swan character. But then the fella in the leather pants goes for the mother. The prince doesn't have the love of the mother or the fella in the leather pants.
Thanks, Stephen.
Pleasure. We'll fill in later on.
Well, it's over. And as you can hear, the crowd are clapping and clapping. Oh, wow. Well, the two lead characters. Well, Neil, do you feel tempted to stand for the ovation at the end?
Everybody else is on their feet. I might as well stand.
Oh, come on, let's stand. Neil Francis is giving it a standing ovation. Here we go.
Don't you think the prince looks like Ryan Tubby?
He does, a little bit. Just before I get the final thoughts of Stephen and Neil, I feel like genuflecting because I'm with Matthew Bourne, creator, choreographer, director of that production that I've just seen. People who are listening to the programme will probably think that I'm over the top. Well, I am over the top. But that it couldn't be that good. But honestly, how long was that stand ovation? Was it 8 minutes or 10 minutes?
I don't know, actually. I was just loving it. I wasn't really counting. I was just thinking, we were all a little nervous today because it was our first show ever in Dublin, you know, and it was a new venue for us, new audience. So when they all stood and roared at the end like that, it was just lovely, a lovely moment. And the audience said it all. So we couldn't be happier.
When did you first come up with the whole idea for Swan Lake? Was there a light bulb moment?
Sort of a light bulb moment, yeah. I kind of knew that I had to do something different with it if I was going to do it, because I'm not a classical ballet choreographer, really. So I thought if I was going to do something with this music and this story, I had to do something that would make everyone forget the one that they already knew, you know, in some ways. Well, not forget it, but just at least there to be a reason for doing it. And there was a sort of light bulb moment, I guess, when I thought of male swans, and I just thought, oh, that.
How did you think of that?
It came into my head one day when I was watching the actual ballet, you know, and I was thinking, oh, what if, you know, the swans were male? There's female swans, but surely there's some male swans here somewhere in this lake, you know. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any female ones. So I thought, well, that's interesting. Why is it all female? So it was just a thought at the time. I didn't actually know I'd ever do a production of it. It just sort of stayed with me as an idea. And then when I looked at real swans, I kind of thought, well, they are a little bit, there's more there than you see in the ballet. They move in quite a variety of ways. You know, they're quite ungainly when they're out of the water. When they come into land, they sort of flap around with their wings flapping backwards and things. You know, they're not sort of always beautiful. Sometimes they're beautiful and sometimes they're not. And also, they're quite scary. They're powerful. They can attack you if you, you know, if they feel threatened. And that somehow was in the music as well to me. There's a violence in the music. There's a passion and a violence in that music which never really gets matched in the classical ballet, I think. So I thought I was onto something. So that was the sort of eureka light bulb moment, really, was Male Swans, I think, was the moment. And that was definitely an idea, half man, half creature idea as well, that went into the swans. So all sorts of elements go into it, but essentially they're men. There are women in it, as we should mention. Some people think it's all male, but there are women in the show. But the men, they work incredibly hard, but it's always rewarded by this incredible reaction at the end, and it makes it the whole day worthwhile, you know, that they've put themselves through it again. It was fascinating for me to be in an audience of quite a lot of people who didn't absolutely 100% know what they'd come to see, you know, and you had to win them over. I could feel it as the evening went on, and I love that.
Matthew, judging by the audience tonight, I'm sure you're going to have a terrific run here in Dublin. Thank you so much for talking to me. I've really enjoyed it. I'm going over to check in with my two reviewers and get their final thoughts.
Oh, I look forward to hearing what they have to say very much.
Well, reviewers, hello.
Hi.
Okay. Final thoughts. Stephen, you've been terrific at explaining it to myself and Neil when we got a bit lost at times.
You didn't really get lost though, did you? I mean,
no.
You got the emotion of it at the end and sort of like, you know, does he die from psychosis or is it suicide or what's going on there now? I think it was a fantastic performance. I'm delighted it's come to Ireland and everyone's got to see it. You know, it's been going around for a number of years, and it gives another dimension to dance on stage when you see a group of swans, like there are 14 men dancing, representing, well, we're saying swans, it's swan youths. The way they were able to change, I think, people's perception of what a balletic performance can be. This is contemporary ballet, of course. I would give it like a 10 out of 10 just for the performance quality, for the energy. I think it was a great night.
That's very well put from your perspective. Thank you very much, Stephen. Neil, first of all, have you served your penance?
I have. No, I'm glad I came. I thought it was a great show. The dancing was superb. And dancing wouldn't be my bag. You know, whether I'd go again, like, I mean, I'm very glad I came. But I think I probably saw two ballet productions tonight, my first and my last. You know, when the cast give a performance like that, you applaud. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. If they'd been mediocre, well, then, you know, you'd sit down and sort of say, well, that wasn't that great, but it was very good.
Did you find the constant kind of physicality of the male swans a bit too much, or would you prefer, say, female swans there?
I'd say the original 1895 classical ballet would have sent me to sleep. If I'd gone to a classic, I'm not sure whether I would have enjoyed it as much. You're laughing here.
I'm laughing because I just have this image of you falling asleep at the ballet. In the light of everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks, everything's been written about, everything's been said, all the newspapers interested in you here tonight, what do you think you've learnt, or what would you think your reflections are over the last couple of weeks, culminating here and coming to the ballet tonight?
I said it on radio last week, and I apologise because I did offend certain sectors of the community. And I was in a situation where, you know, I realised that, and I had to make an apology. So it was something that I was never going to win in terms of trying to even explain myself. And I thought some of the reaction was fairly vitriolic and unfair. I know from this moment on, you know, exactly what I can and can't say. I strained out of my domain, and I won't be doing that again. I'll stick to what I'm good at.
Did you say sorry to your wife, Rachel? Because she was very annoyed. Rachel, did he apologise to you?
He did, and my boys, who were very annoyed as well. They were very unimpressed with him.
But do you think you have to self-censor yourself now, Neil?
No, I last time I checked, I lived in a democracy. I place a huge emphasis on free speech and the ability to articulate any opinion that you have. But we've moved forward, I suppose, in the last sort of 10, sort of 15 years. It has become very PC. And I must say, like, over the sort of the last week or so, I've had, I don't know, about 300 texts and messages of support from people to say, listen, look, you got yourself into a little predicament there, you know, and we don't envy you the situation you're in. We did the right thing. We'll know
in
future.
Apologising or in...
Yeah, I sort of to apologise. So, I mean, I realised that that's what I had to do, and that's what I did.
I can appreciate. I can see when we talk about line outs and stuff like that, I can watch a rugby match.
As if you were watching a ballet.
And I'm saying that to you as somebody who happens to be gay, actually, and a dancer, but I'm not outside of sport. And that was the whole thing. And I don't equate ballet with being gay. I do ballet because I do it well. If I didn't do it well, I wouldn't be in the position I'm at. And it's nothing to do with who I choose to spend my evenings with. It's to do with the time I've spent training and learning and doing the thing all my life.
So it's what you do. Are we all singing off the same hymn sheet here, yeah. Neil?
We are, eventually.
Give it a mark out of 10, finally. Swan Lake here on the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Your mark, finally.
Like I said, it's I've no baseline or nothing to mark it with. So just purely on its own merits, I give 7 out of 10. And a very good production. And given that ballet wouldn't be something that I would go down and watch, I've done that tonight. As I said, I'm glad I did it.
Can I just say one thing in case I don't get to say this? Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming along and explaining to us exactly what's going on. We really needed you and we valued your opinion. And Neil, you were great crack and you really entered into the spirit of it. And in fairness, everyone was looking to walking in that, and it can't have been easy. And your wife is much better crack than you are.
So there you are, 7 out of 10. I suppose ain't bad, considering he said he didn't like ballet before he went. So he there said, you go.
He said he saw well two ballets, yeah. His first ballet and his last ballet.
Right. Anyway, thank you very much indeed to Stephen Brennan. Thanks to the staff at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Swan Lake is running until Saturday, as
Saturday,
I understand.
Saturday, yeah. Tickets start at €19.
Details on our website. And it seems like most people enjoyed it. But I do have an email from somebody who wasn't quite taken with it, which I'll bring to you after 4 p.m. this afternoon. Thanks again to Neil Francis and to his wife, Rachel, for at least being a good sport and going along. And, you know, if I could say something to Neil, it's not about being PC. It's about being right and what is right and what is wrong and what is OK and what isn't OK. It's nothing to do with being PC, whether you apologise for something or not because you had to or because you wanted to. If I do something wrong and I apologise, it's because I feel I'm wrong and I feel the right thing to do actually is to apologise and only because I want to. Thanks again for going. Much appreciated. Rico in Dublin has been on to say, Derek, did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger took ballet classes to develop his posture for bodybuilding competition? I didn't know that, but I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm told we have checked it and it is true. I wouldn't be surprised. We just had a text in, says, Dear Derek and Miranda, just to let you know that my husband got great tickets for Swan Lake for our 43rd anniversary last night, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed the night. It was the most wonderful night ever, as Swan Lake was the first record, and she has in brackets LP, I got when I was 13 years old. It brought back so many happy memories of my childhood. I also got to see you, Brenda, and wasn't sure if it was you or not. You look fantastic. You are so tiny. Love the show and look forward to listening to both of you every day. Love, Martella Lee from Malahide. That's where Richard's
from. It obviously wasn't me, but thanks, Martella.
But this one, just to bring balance into the programme, okay, as we always do, and a very well-constructed email that came into the programme, and I hope we do it justice, but at any rate, it says, Dear Mooney, RTE1, I was at Matthew Bourne Swan Lake last night and had to get this to you. I was painfully disappointed with the show. Please read my feelings on it as written this morning. I am absolutely all for contemporary takes on classic arts and their usage to explore key issues of modern times. I am also for the power of dance and the beauty of the human form as exhibited in ballet, used to convey compelling stories and themes. Matthew Bourne Swan Lake, however, is a crashing failure of an attempt at both. So she goes on. First, she says, the choreography often seemed out of sync with Tchaikovsky's score. Dancers were out of sync with each other and with the music. The ballet aspect was half-hearted and far, far short of the spectacular performance for which the show has been acclaimed. I would say the dancers were, at very most, very good, but by no means incredible or breathtaking. To be honest, at various points in the show, they seemed less than performance ready, with slightly differing gestures and timing from different swans during group scenes. For example, some not even steady on their feet. This may seem overly critical, but for a show to be lauded as deserving classic status, the technical execution of the essence of ballet, bold, beautiful, strong and precise, was not the best. And this is an objective view, please remember, and notice that I deliberately avoid mentioning the all-male cast of Swans, which, had the delivery been tighter, would have been great. Second, and more importantly, let me take a breath. Second, and more importantly, the story. I cannot get over this side of the show. Perhaps I went to it with the wrong idea, although that is highly unlikely as I knew the concept and thought it was a good one. This is the biggest problem. It could have been good. It could have been clever and sensuous and intricate and poignant. But the problems with the narrative spackle the show throughout, devoid of subtlety, sickly, pantomimic at the beginning, forcing the weak storyline to modern times with neon-lit bar scene and progressing through to the end, which became, I honestly feel, disrespectful to the art of narrative itself. It was farcical. Add to this the long stretches of swan dance, which popped in without any real reason. Yes, they were symbols of X, Y, and Z, the lead character's internal turmoil, the freedom he craved, the spirit within him aching to break through and out of his emotionally crippled life, etc., etc. But this, after the raucous humour of much of the first half and caricature of leading lady lover, was like trying to serve Burger King with truffle oil. It just didn't make sense. As a side note on the girl herself, would it not have made more sense for the spurned female character to have been desirable and full of grace to emphasise the importance and all-consuming nature of the male romance later on? As she was, anyone would want to get away from her as quickly as possible. She is the loud one you get stuck talking to at a party after a few too many. And honestly, wish you could have enjoyment of hand-picking lint out of the carpet by comparison. And yes, perhaps she is intended as an extreme conglomerate image of silly, innocent female sexuality or any number of other representations. But I'm sorry, I don't buy it. And it was painful to watch, but I digress. The most shocking aspect of this whole thing, I feel, is the reception it has had. Last night, it was received with cheers and a standing ovation from almost the entire theatre. I have seen the 5-star reviews. I have read about the awards. Art may be understood in one sense as a method of conveying our ideas from which we come away having learned something, or at least with some sense of heightened awareness of an idea of the skill of the art or of human nature or our own or that of others. What disappoints me most about this production is that you could see what it was trying to do, the message it was trying to convey, the emotions it was trying to evoke, and the lacing together of beautiful classic and current day-to-day reality it was trying to achieve. But these elements stood separate on the stage, clunky, without nuance or elegance or glue. I could go on. You did. But it all boils down to this. If you want to tell a story, tell it well. I wanted so badly to like Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake, and because it didn't follow this incredibly basic tenet, I just couldn't. I realise the extent to which I'm disagreeing with the masses here, but I cannot express my thoughts on this and felt this might be the right place to do so. Kind regards, and if anyone actually reads this, let me know what you think. Laura Halpin. Laura, thank you very much indeed. Wow, is all I can say. I wasn't there. I'm not a fan of ballet. Brenda, is she right? What did
I
you
don't
get
know.
From
it? Well, you see, for me, it was a totally new experience because I'd never sat through a 2-hour dance show before, and I followed the story. I thought they were fantastic. It's just, it's a different experience. I stood on my feet. I actually pressed the button of my tape recorder to do a little thing at the end when everyone was clapping. And 8 minutes later, people were still on their feet clapping. So, I mean, in some way, people were moved. You can't make, that's not a false thing.
Yeah.
You can't make people stand up and
no,
clap.
No, I did
say
on the radio last
time.
Week when Stephen was here, you know, yeah. When one person stands, if you're the only one sitting, you feel like a fool.
Yeah.
So sometimes we're led like sheep.
But, you know.
That said, you enjoyed it.
I
Other
did.
People enjoyed
yeah.
it. Richard texted me this morning saying he loved it and his mm-hmm. wife loved it. That lady beforehand said they loved it on their anniversary. And
it may not be
you said 7 minutes standing ovation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go. So anyway, we bring at least balance.